This is JIS News. Coming up, government's economic reform program remains on track. Police and Lotteries Commission ramp up efforts to tackle illegal gaming, and Jamaica Customer Service Association names ambassadors of service excellence. The news in detail after this break.
I wish me could get a day to do my personal business, you know. It would have better than fear run from work to catch another business place before it closed. Sometimes I feel like me live a work.
So you know hear about the flexi work?
Flexi work?
Yeah man, flexi work arrangements are going to allow workers and employers to arrange a traditional 40-hour week to suit them needs.
FlexiWork will allow wider service to customers due to varied opening hours and more business days, more time for family and personal interests, and increased productivity and cost effectiveness within companies. Support FlexiWork. Balance work, balance life with FlexiTime. A message from the Ministry of Labour and Social Security.
Now the news. Co-chair of the Economic Performance Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Balz, has again given the government positive reviews for its performance under the Economic Reform Program, ERP. Mr. Balz, who was addressing EPOC's monthly press briefing on October 7, presented figures for August and September, which showed continuous improvements in the Net International Reserves, NIR, and the cumulative primary surplus. He notes that the economic performance for the period was measured against the budget outlined by the government.
When we look at the primary balance, we see that the government outperformed the budget by $3.4 billion. So the primary balance was registered at $28 billion. And the target was $24.6 billion.
At the end of September, the NIR stood at $2.2 billion US dollars, $972 million US ahead of the expected September target. However, the NIR surplus will be reduced as the government pays down the debt, including a 150 million euro bond, which matures this month. Mr. Biles points out that this will also translate to a reduction in the country's debt stock. In the meantime, the co-chair of EPOC says once the drought is over and agricultural production picks up, consumers should begin experiencing lower food prices and a resulting lower inflation for the October to December quarter. Regarding revenues and grants for the August to September period, these remained at $5.9 billion lower than budgeted, with shortfalls in tax revenue accounting for almost the entire figure.
I am told by the Minister of Finance that part of the reason for this is that the last 2 days of August fell on a weekend. And you have the phenomenon where people don't pay the day before the weekend, but pay the day after. And so it rolls over into September. But that only explains a little shy of $2 billion of the shortfall. So we're left with about a $4 billion shortfall on tax revenues. A little concerning. But we'll see what September brings.
Co-chair of the Economic Performance Oversight Committee, Richard Biles. He says the government made up for the shortfall in revenues by cutting back on expenditure. The Organized Crime Investigation Division of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, OCID, and the Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission have signed a Memorandum of Understanding to strengthen their efforts to tackle money laundering. Head of OCID, Senior Superintendent of Police Clifford Chambers, speaking at the signing of the agreement Tuesday, said the partnership will serve to plug revenue leakage due to illegal gaming, estimated at $10 billion annually. Noting the connection between money laundering and crime, SSP Chambers says it's important to limit opportunities for persons to finance criminal activities.
When you look at the illegal activities through the billions of dollars which have been lost by the industry, it is going somewhere. And God forbid it is going into the purchasing of arms and ammunition.
Meanwhile, chairman of the BGLC, Gary Peart, says the partnership will boost the commission's activities to monitor and regulate the sector and support enforcement of the provisions of the amended Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Act. And four organizations have been selected as ambassadors of service excellence for their exceptional customer service. They are Sagicor Life Jamaica Limited, Jamaica International Insurance Company, National Housing Trust, and the Cornwall Regional Hospital. The organizations were selected by the Jamaica Customer Service Association, JACSA, and were presented with the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, JACSA Service Excellence Award. As ambassadors, the entities will be showcased at JACSA events and will work with the association and the cabinet office to promote and facilitate service excellence across the island. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.